Our next item is Savannah Road Professional Center, conditional use number 1801, amended condition.
This item's been deferred since the September 25th meeting. It's a request to amend the condition of approval, limiting the size of the sign from 32 square feet per side to 80 square feet per side. The letter that was submitted by the applicant's sign company stated that the request was due to the size of the buildings under construction, and we previously provided you a copy of that letter and a sketch drawing of what the proposed sign and ornamental feature would look like.
Gentlemen, on this one, I had an opportunity to speak with the applicant, and as I think I mentioned last meeting, my concern was that this wasn't approved by the county, it was approved by federal district court. Mr. Brockstedt has stated that that may be true, but the commission has the ability to modify or increase the square footage of the sign, you know, sort of regardless of what the federal district court said. I don't know that I agree with that. If that's the case, then the county would be able to also decrease what was in the federal district court's opinion. You know, we could say, well, you have to do less than 32 square feet per side. And I don't think Mr. Brockstedt would agree with that. Be that as it may, that doesn't preclude him from going back to court and requesting the relief. And we had that discussion. What he stated to me is that he's taken measurements and photographs of other signs on Savannah Road, and it's his opinion that what he's asking for is consistent with what exists on that same stretch of Savannah Road from basically Westcoast Corner down to the city line of the city of Lewis. And my comment to him was, well, if that's the case, I mean, that's legitimate information, particularly in light of the history of this case, which is all about what's consistent with what's on Savannah Road. So it's probably appropriate. You know, my point being that I don't want to get into an argument over sign sizes in federal district court all over again. So it's probably appropriate to wait and see what information he supplies. And I think it's also appropriate, if we can, to figure out what the zonings are on those properties.
We have that.
Yeah, just so we can compare it and just see where we are.
If you're going from Westcoast Corner to Lewis, there are C1 zoning districts, there are B1 zoning districts, there's AR zoning with conditional uses, most of them.
Right.
And it's about split, commercial B1 and C1 versus conditionals.
But they should be listed, I mean, the size of the sign with zoning, so it's very clear and it's not mixed.
Is that something he's going to provide the commission?
He says
he's done his homework.
He says he's done the measurements and the photographs.
And where are they?
Well, it was in the conversation I had with him, he just got them done and he had never had an opportunity to supply them to us. So.
And, you know, also the number of businesses involved. I mean, if you have, you might have a conditional use and it's a single user, right? And what size is that sign versus a conditional use, and maybe there's 4 or 5 professional offices, and so you have a greater need for, because you have 4 or 5 businesses to advertise, even though it's a similar size. So, you know, I want to make sure that we're looking at apples.
Actually, what would be good would be if a picture of the sign was submitted and a notation on there what the zoning of the parcel was. And we should be able to tell from the sign whether it's a single user or a multiple user. But that would and the dimensions, though, they would need to give us the dimensions.
And I can tell him to submit that, you know, and reply tomorrow.
Especially if he says he has it.
Yeah.
He's got it.
And just put that information on one sheet of paper per sign.
Clearly, it serves everyone's interest to resolve that at the lowest level possible.
Right.
And that would be us. We're you know, you don't get any lower than we are. Just ask anybody. You know, if we have the information, I'm sure we can deal with it. But Marty's right. It needs to be organized about, you know, we need to know what we're looking at.
All right, good.
I will supply that.
So shall we just defer action again?
Yeah, just defer for that.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, considering Savannah Road Professional Center, CU 1801, amended condition, my motion is for deferral at this time.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on Savannah Road Professional Center, conditional use number 1801, amended condition. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?